Waxwing at Your Radio. I'm Kelly.
I'm Cyrus.
And we are very excited to be here on this Saturday evening. Usually our show is on Sundays, but we made an awesome exception because Adam Levy is here to play live for you guys.
We're very excited.
And for us. And we're really excited about it.
We've played Adam's music on the show before. We're really psyched to have him standing here in the yurt with us.
Yeah. So, Adam, welcome.
I'm right here in the yurt. I'm in a yurt.
Have you ever been in a yurt before?
I've been in one yurt before. I'm from California. They have yurts in California.
All right.
Have you ever played music in a yurt before?
I've never played music in a yurt before.
Awesome. I'm happy that we're your first yurt music experience. I feel like we're that for everyone that we've had on, actually. Awesome. Yeah. So we'll chat for a little while and then... And then
we'll listen to some tunes.
Listen to some awesome tunes from Adam Levy. Awesome. So how are you? You came all the way up here from New York today.
I did, yeah. I just got here. I feel like not only have I not played music in a year, but I'm not sure I've even played music in Amherst before.
Oh, wow. Well, welcome to Amherst.
Thanks.
You got a little tour of the bustling downtown earlier.
Yeah, it's kind of overwhelming coming from, like, New York and then, like,
You handled it well.
Thanks.
I must say.
You know, tried to bring my A game.
Awesome. I guess it's been clear to me for a long time that you're someone who absolutely loves your job.
Oh, it's true.
Which is something that I feel like everyone is striving for, sometimes for their entire lives and never get it. So I was sort of wondering, at what point did you realize, like, I want to do music with my life?
I was probably about 6 or 7.
Really? Awesome.
Yeah, my grandfather was a musician, and he used to take me to work with him. He worked in television. And I used to see all those guys, you know, he'd work in a, back then, you know, you'd have a 20-piece band maybe working in the studio. And all those guys seemed really happy. And my grandfather seemed really happy. And I already loved music, even though I couldn't actually play any music when I was that little. But as soon as I started playing, I all the pieces kind of came together, and I decided that's what I wanted to do.
That's awesome. And it just built from there?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, sometimes it's hard to figure out how to actually manifest that, you know? But here we are. Yeah, I do love my job. Every day I look down, and there's this guitar, and I look out, and there's some people having a good time. And I'm having a good time, so this is what I'm going to keep doing.
Perfect scenario. Was the guitar the first instrument that you learned how to play?
No. Yeah. I started with the clarinet, and I started with the piano, because that was my grandfather's instrument. I wanted to copy him, and I was a terrible piano player. Also, like, I just didn't understand. Like, I grew up in California, where everybody has swimming pools. And I used to come in from the swimming pool just like dripping wet and sit down at the piano and want to play. And my grandfather said, oh, no, you don't do that. You know, so I think somehow I, between that and just, I just don't have the aptitude for it. So I switched to clarinet. You can play clarinet dripping wet, as it turns out. but I couldn't play it very well. And it's a funny instrument. I meet a lot of people who say, oh, yeah, I started on the clarinet. And you meet very few people who say, oh, and I still play it. Everybody kind of used to play it. So I knew when I found the guitar that it was going to be make or break, because I loved music. Like, at that point, I already had a record player in my room and a radio, and I loved music so much. And I was determined to make some that sounded good. And I went to summer camp, and somebody had a guitar, and I tried to play it. And I found I could make a chord, and it sounded good. Like, your first day on the clarinet, you could never do something that sounded like that. You know, first day on the clarinet's tough. And then I learned another chord, and I just sat in my room for like days and days just doing that. Turned out my mom had taken guitar lessons before I was born, and so she had this guitar in the corner of a closet just gathering dust. And when I told her that I wanted to play guitar, she said, oh, we have a guitar. So, and then she didn't see me for the rest of the summer, I don't think. I was just in my room going over and over again. It was like magic.
That's awesome. And how old were you at this point? Was this?
Might have been 11.
11. And did you start writing songs right away? Or?
No, that's funny. That's actually kind of, well, I did write a few songs. I did write a few songs. But I was more drawn to do what my grandfather did, which was to kind of, you know, be a studio musician and stuff. So I was more interested in just getting proficient. So I practiced a lot. I learned a lot of songs. I tried to learn some different styles, some country, some rock. And so I did write a few songs like in junior high school, but then I just got really serious about trying to play. And I only really started writing songs again, maybe, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago. In between then, I played a lot of instrumental music and I played in a lot of other people's bands. But my real first sort of foray into real songwriting was like 2004 or 5, something like that. So I'm a late bloomer in a way.
Well, yeah, but maturely bloomer.
Yeah, I've been keeping notes all along. So.
Awesome. Yeah, we've been playing things off of your latest album, Heart Collector.
Oh, cool.
For a while now.
Cool.
So, yeah, we really like that a lot.
Thank you.
What were you mentioned you had a record player already in your room?
Yeah.
What were some of your favorite albums?
I had this K-Tel record. I don't know if you guys remember K-Tel, but there used to be this, like, K-Tel was this record label that would put together these compilations, and you could buy it, like, at the drugstore. Like, you'd go to, like, Thrifty or Save-On or whatever your chain drugstore was, and it would just have, like, all the hits of the day. So I remember they had this song, You Sexy Thing, by a band called Hot Chocolate. I was really into that song. I was really into the Beatles, like later Beatles. My first records I had were ones I borrowed from my mom. And for whatever reason, her Beatles collection like started with Sgt. Pepper. So I didn't know anything about like the early Beatles, Revolver or Please Please Me or I Want to Hold Your Hand or any of that stuff. I thought the Beatles like started with Sgt. Pepper and then just like quickly went into like the White Album and stuff and Abbey Road. So those were the first records that I really got into. My mom also had Simon and Garfunkel, Bridge Over Troubled Waters. I listened to that over and over again. There's like a cannon goes off in one song. The Boxer, I think. Lie, lie, lie. And I was like, wow, that's so cool. How'd they get a cannon in the studio? And there was a Cat Stevens record called Teaser and the Fire Cat that I listened to a lot. And a Bill Withers record called Still Bill, which I think is his second album, that's just amazing, super amazing. So those were the records. And then just pop, like K-Tel really was just like the record of the top 40.
Sure. Very
cool. Like today's now, whatever. They must be up to 100 and something.
But yeah, exactly. Sure. That's what it's exactly like that, yeah.
That's so crazy. I remember when the first Now came out, and I think in middle school, I got up to maybe 15 or 16, and then dropped it after
that's
that.
That's a long run.
Yeah, too long, I think. awesome. So, speaking of your album, and we've been playing it, you raised the money to finish it on Kickstarter, right?
That's right, yeah.
Which is really, really neat. I've talked to a few people who have used that now, and it's definitely becoming the new big fundraising tool.
Definitely.
And I remember watching your video and noticing specifically that you weren't in it at all. That it was all people talking about you.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really, really neat.
Oh, all right.
Just in general. If you guys, I think the page might still be up.
I think it's still up. Yeah, it's cool. AJ Roach is in it. Vienna Tang and Alex Wong are in it. My friend James Valentine from Maroon 5 said some nice things. Chris Difford from the band Squeeze. And it was just, I don't know, I was to be honest, I was just too shy to make a video of myself talking. So I asked some of my friends, and they all thought it was a great idea. You know, it's easier to talk about how great other people are, how great your friends are, than to talk about yourself. For me, it is anyway. So I don't know, maybe I could have written a song about it. That might have been the way to go. But I was really grateful that so many of my friends had nice things to say.
Yeah, it was really neat. I mean, usually you watch those videos and it's, you know, whoever's trying to raise the funds talking to you sort of directly as the viewer. And I just remember thinking that that was a really, I didn't know if that was intentional or not, but it was a really neat approach.
Yeah, I didn't think of it as I was just honestly feeling very shy, and I just reached out to people who I knew weren't shy. Tom Freund did a little bit for me, and it worked out really great. And some of the people were like on location. Like Chris Difford was don't know where he was, but he was like in front of his tour bus in the middle of, I have no idea where. James Valentine was backstage somewhere. So it also made it more fun. It wasn't just me sitting in my apartment, like one scene. And I had fun like cutting him up. And that was kind of the fun part for me, was like editing it so that it kind of seemed like there was a thread of conversation going, you know?
Yeah, well, it worked for you.
It did. Definitely. I raised $20,000 to make my record.
Very cool.
Yeah. So I just recorded it on my laptop and went to Tahiti. No, I didn't. I got to record it in a really beautiful studio in Portland, Oregon. And it's, you know, there's Dolly Parton famously said, it takes a lot of money to look this cheap. And with, you know, making an acoustic record, it takes a little bit of money to make a simple record sound good. Like if you really want to have it well engineered and well mixed, and there's some string quartet pieces on it and some interesting overdubs and stuff, it sounds like a very, you know, simple record. I mean, it could have been recorded in a yurt, but it takes to make something sound right, even if it's just a few elements. I was lucky. I was able to hire a great engineer, great producer, great mastering engineer. And I could not have done that without Kickstarter. Without Kickstarter, I would have recorded it on my laptop, and I wouldn't have gone to Tahiti. I would have gone to a Tahitian restaurant and broken open my penny jar and tried to get a blue drink with an umbrella in it.
That's awesome. Yeah. So I was thinking, we've never done this before, but I've been sort of toying with the idea of doing this with people who come to the art for a while, of just playing like a simple game of this or that. I'm sure you've done that before.
No.
I'll say, you know, this or that. So for instance, Coke or Pepsi, and then you just choose one.
Okay, Coke.
Okay, awesome. Good choice. That's my favorite too. So duck or chicken?
Duck.
Light or dark?
Dark.
Shaken or stirred?
Ooh. Shaken.
Never stirred.
Electric or acoustic?
Acoustic.
Ocean or mountains?
Ocean.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Fact or fiction?
Fiction.
Night or day?
Wait, I take it back. Fact.
Fact.
And day.
Sweet or salty?
Salty.
Presence or absence?
Absence.
Foolish or wise?
Foolish.
Lost or found?
Lost, definitely.
Answering more silly questions or playing some music for me?
I'll play some music.
Awesome. Sounds very good. Cool. So without any further ado, you guys, this is Adam Levy live from the year at Hampshire College. Enjoy.
Dressed to the nines in her own designs, even the righteous sneak a second look. She believes in things she cannot see, though she's never read the book. A halo made of smoke rings, an angel lost in drunken flight. She's a little bit of Sunday morning on a Saturday night. I give her my confession, and she calls another round. Puts a dollar in the word, it's her, just to hear that sweet soul sound. She's a baptism of fire, and I'm drawn towards the light. She's a little bit of Sunday morning on a Saturday night. Thank you. She reminds me of the Queen of Soul, though she never sings a note. Feel the spirit in the dark, she gives the hopeless hope. In midnight eyes I can see a sunrise, watch it burning bright. She's a little bit of Sunday morning on Saturday night. She's a little bit of Sunday morning on a Saturday night. She's a little bit of Sunday morning on Saturday night. Thank you. I heard a clock strike 13 times. The streets were paved with crooked lines. My teardrops tasted like plum wine the day the dancing stopped. Words fell out of all the books. The jailhouse turned out all the crooks. And Miss Gibraltar lost her looks the day the dancing stopped. No R2C, no more Cuban slide, no more shang-a-lang. Hips swaying side to side. Hang your shoes up on the wall. Tell your lover not to call. Throw a blanket across the floor, 'cause there ain't no dancing no more. A watermelon with no rind, a dictionary redefined, a staring contest for the blind, the day the dancing stopped. The laws of physics overturned, Rome fiddled while old Nero burned, and all the lessons got unlearned, the day the dancing stopped. No R2C, no more Cuban slide, no more shang-a-lang. Hips swaying side to side. Hang your shoes up on the wall. Tell your lover not to call. Throw a blanket across the floor, 'cause there ain't no dancing no more. Na 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 na. I saw my shadow in the shade. Honeybees made lemonade. Uranus was in retrograde the day the dancing stopped. When Chicken Little kissed the sky, a knock-knock joke done made me cry, and no one knew the reason why. The day the dancing stopped. No R2C, no more Cuban slide, no more shang-a-lang. Hips swaying side to side. Hang your shoes up on the wall. Tell your lover not to call. Throw a blanket across the floor, 'cause there ain't no dancing no more. Hang your shoes up on the wall. Tell your lover not to call. Throw a blanket across the floor, 'cause there ain't no dancing no more. No, there ain't no dancing no more. No, there ain't no dancing no more. No, there ain't no dancing no more.
Ooh, hey. That was the sound of a capo on a metal chair. It's pretty random that you'd have on a sound effects record the sound of a capo hitting a metal chair, but we've got everything. Okay, this is a song that's not on my record. A song about my neighborhood on the Lower East Side. We were talking in the car on the way over here about how Portsmouth has changed a little bit, and even the Lower East Side has changed a little bit since I've been there. So, song about that. I heard they closed down the slipper room. That's where I used to watch her dance. Just a shithole club in the neighborhood, but it was ours. It was ours. Yeah, when the lights went down, it was ours. Now the pickle store is selling cigars. The landlords won't leave anything to chance. I can't say that I blame them at all, but it was ours. It was ours. Yeah, there was a day when all of this was ours. What can you do when the seasons change? There's just no point to paint the fading leaves, so let them fall. Let them fall. Seasons change. There's just no point to paint the fading leaves, so let them fall. Let them fall. Yesterday I went to try the new cafe, just to see what all the fuss was for. I couldn't tell you if I wanted. She drew a flower. She drew a flower. Yeah, in my drink she drew a pretty little flower. What can you do when the seasons change? She drew a flower. She drew a flower. In my drink she drew a pretty little flower. I was on the road a little bit this summer, and I was out with Megan Burt. Have you met Megan Burt or had her here? She's terrific. She's from Denver. And this song is not about her, I should say, but when you go on the road with people, sometimes you challenge each other, like, oh, let's write a song a day, or, you know, you kind of get, like, these little things. So we decided we're going to write a song a day on tour, and it was me and her and Aiden Moore, who plays bass in Kearney. I don't know. Anyway, shouting out to my friends. Hi, Carney. Hi, Megan Burt. Anyway, I went to a coffee shop and spent 4 hours trying to write a song. Got really jacked up on coffee, and I looked down at the page, and it was just like, it looked like maniacal coffee scribbling. And I went home frustrated and fell asleep, and this song came to me in a dream. You're not my baby, no, you're not long and tall. You don't look like heaven standing in your overalls. You don't set my heart on fire and then come to my rescue. You're not my baby, but you'll do. You're not the rosiest of apples in the tree. Maybe you can make sweet honey, but I know you're no queen bee. No, you're not the one I dream of dreaming of when day is through. You're not my baby, but you'll do. Yeah, you'll do the things I ask if I ask real nice. Gonna lay my money down, gonna watch you count it twice. Well, I know that's all I am to you. When push comes to shove, this is just a labor of lust. It's not much to do with love. And I'm waking in an empty bed with no one to hold on to. You're not my baby, but you'll do. Ask if I ask real nice. Gonna lay my money down, gonna watch you count it twice. Well, I know that's all I am to you. And when push comes to shove, this is just a labor of lust. It's not much to do with love. And I'll wake in an empty bed with no one hold on to. You're not my baby. You're not my baby. You're not my baby. But you'll do. You'll do. You'll do.
Okay, everybody, once again, we're listening to Adam Levy play here at the Yurt.
Just a
little station identification. You're listening to Waxwing Radio.
Cyrus and Kelly, if you guys missed the beginning of this, we'll be airing it again tomorrow afternoon at 3:30 during our regular show time. But you should definitely keep listening to the end, even if you missed the beginning.
Yeah.
And you should tell your friends to listen tomorrow.
Certainly.
If they're not listening now.
Right. Well, back to Adam Levy.
Back to Adam Levy.
Okay. And anyway, that's how I met your mother. So, so let's see. Okay, so I thought maybe since Christmas is coming, I might play. I wrote a Christmas song. I thought I would play that. Well, I don't believe in Santa with his jolly ho-ho-ho. I don't believe in reindeer paws dashing through the snow. I'm not a child with childish ways, not just some rube or rookie. Well, I don't believe in Santa Claus, but somebody ate my cookie. I don't believe in little elves cobbling Christmas toys. I don't believe there is a list of naughty girls and boys. I'm so sure in my disbelief, let's bet, go find a bookie. Well, I don't believe in Santa Claus, but somebody ate my cookie. There was a nice tall glass of milk, now half empty or half full, who's been playing tricks on me, who's been trying to pull the wool right over my eyes until I can't be sure of what I've seen. It's time to fess up, if you please. If you're the one, come clean. You swear you slept the whole night through. Well then, this seems quite spooky. Well, I don't believe in Santa Claus, but somebody ate my cookie. Thank you. All right. I wrote a song a couple days ago. I thought I'd try it. It's never been actually performed in a yurt or anywhere else, I don't think. I went to see this new Lars von Trier movie called Melancholia. Did you see it with Kirsten Dunst and Charlotte Gainsbourg? And anyway, it's kind of a bummer. I don't want to give a spoiler alert, but I mean, it's called Melancholia and it's directed by Lars von Trier, and it's about the world coming to an end. And it just got me thinking about it, so I'm going to play the song. It's kind of a rockabilly end of the world kind of song. Yeah. Here's to life, it's been good so far. I got a beautiful wife and a brand new car. And there ain't no place the two of them can't take me. But at night I have the strangest dream. Oh, in my sleep it nearly makes me scream. And to bring me back, sometimes the missus has to shake me. Well, the trees in the ground get another year older, and the summer gets hotter and the winter gets colder. Just spinning around on a waterlogged boulder. Not so much a planet as a placeholder. If you love your mama, be glad you told her. No use to cry on a sympathetic shoulder. Every last bit of the humor's gonna smolder. Not so much a planet as a placeholder. Well, my dream is filled with revelations about the ever after and God's creation, and how this here town ain't big enough for both. Elysium, it seems, isn't up above, but a place you smack dab in the middle of. Ample kingdom to come, everything else must go. Well, the trees in the ground get another year older. Summer gets hotter and the winter gets colder. We're just spinning around on a waterlogged boulder. Not so much a planet as a placeholder. If you love your mama, be glad you told her. No use to crying on a sympathetic shoulder. Every last bit of the homer's gonna smolder. Not so much a planet as a placeholder. So maybe after all, the Mayans were right, and the clock will stop ticking one December night in 2012 before we even have our Christmas dinner. Well, I hope that it will be quick and painless, and we'll hear a nice tune by Amadeus, and the earth will crumble away. You better pray, you sinners. Well, trees and ground get another year older. Summer gets hotter and the winter gets colder. Not spinning around on a waterlogged boulder. Not so much a planet as a placeholder. If you love your mama, be glad you told her. No use crying on a sentimental shoulder. Every last bit of the humor's gonna smolder. Ain't no much a planet as a. Ain't no much a planet as a. Ain't no much a planet as a placeholder.
It's just kind of fun. I always sing it wrong. I always say every last bit of the hummus is going to smolder, but it sounds like there's a fire at the falafel stand. The hummus is going to smolder. Probably only the organic gardeners even know what I'm talking about. You know what hummus is. Yeah, okay, all right. I forgot, I'm in a yurt. People know what hummus is. Okay, all right. Okay, so I wrote that song, and just singing it there in that rockabilly kind of style made me think about my friend Amber Rubarth. Have you had her up here? What? I mean, she's a busy lady, that's true. But anyway, a couple years ago, we together got to go down to Sun Records in Memphis, Sun Studios, I should say, in Memphis, and record together. And it was a great day. For those who don't know, Sun Studios is where kind of the birthplace of rock and roll. Elvis did his first recordings there, and Johnny Cash and Carl Perkins and Jerry Lee Lewis and Roy Orbison, I think. It's really just, and you go in there, and it's just a little room with this sort of like acoustic tile that you probably had in your like practice rooms, you know, and like there's nothing really special about it until you start playing, and then you can feel what's special about it. There is something about that room that just sounds good when you rock out in it. And so I went down there with my band and with Amber, and the song I'm about to play now is not a song that we did that day, but it's a song that I wrote together with Amber, and it's got some whistling in it, which is good because my voice is a little bit shot, so any chance I can just whistle instead of singing is probably good at this point. But if you feel like whistling along, go ahead, in your car or wherever you are, or if in a yurt. If you're listening, Amber, hello, I love you. She might be in France. She might be in New York. She might be in Reno. Had my canvas primed in white, some water by the bed, wooden palette smeared reds and greens and blues. Dip my brush into the paint, draw an outline of your face, then I wash it clean for color number two. Just a little drop of paint in a mason jar of water, turn every last ounce of crimson hue. It's the same with you. You had a minute with my heart. Now you color everything that I do. Had my stew pot on the boil. House is filled with steam. Bowls and spoons and tubes like Noah's Ark. Add a pinch of salt and spice to make it like you like. Bring it to my lips, there you are. Just a little pinch of salt in a ladle full of comfort opens all the flavors into bloom. It's the same with you. You had a minute with my heart. Now you color everything that I do. Flower turns its face to the sun. Snow melting makes the river run. Tide rises high to meet the moon. To meet the moon. In my ear, sounding like your voice, feeling that fills any empty room.
in it with my heart. Now I live it every day. So when you brushed against my heart, it bled through. Now my whole world is tainted with you. Yeah, you color everything that I do.
Thank you. And I go right from that into another song. That's my medley of songs about painting. You know what's blue and smells like red paint? Blue paint. Well, I made up the bed the way that she likes it, and I polished the floor till it shines so bright. Then I oiled the gears in the grandfather clock, and I put on my best suit of blue and green. Well, I bought her a pair of pearl earrings. She sat by the mirror for half of the night. And she went into town to visit an old friend. If she ever said thank you, it wasn't to me. Well, they all called my name from the sidewalk cafe. There goes the Rembrandt of Sullivan Street. Then I lost my touch, and I miss it so much. It haunts me in my slumber. Look all around me, from floor to ceiling. The work that I've done, it can't speak for itself. It's the work of a man with a master's hand. But tonight I'm just painting by number. Put all your eggs in one basket. You can hope for the light to hit them just right. But the light can play tricks on the eyes of a lover who only sees what from the sidewalk cafe. There goes
holds the Rembrandt of Sullivan Street. Then I lost my touch, and I miss it so much. It haunts me in my slumber. Look all around me, from floor to ceiling. The work that I've done can't speak for itself. It's the work of a man with a master's hand. But tonight I'm just painting. Tonight I'm just painting by numbers. Cool. I'm going to play one or two more. I'm reaching to my guitar now.
Listen to Adam Levy here on Waxwing Radio.
Live from the yurt. It's Saturday night. I like being here on a Saturday night.
It's pretty pleasant.
We're not usually here.
It's a little more relaxing.
It is. It is. But you guys should listen to our show tomorrow afternoon, when it usually is at 3:30. We'll be airing the recording of this performance again.
Yeah. So if you missed it today,
or
you'll be listening
to it
now. See what I did there?
Awesome.
Yeah,
we're in the middle of finals week. This is like the perfect
This is good music
break.
To listen to
it
during,
is.
During finals.
I mean, I've been done for a while.
Well, you've been done, Kelly.
UMass classes will do that to you.
For you.
For you. Awesome.
All right, we're back in action.
Adam Levy's all tuned up, so
here we go.
Back to
Adam.
So, is it going to be like a out of body experience if you listen to yourselves tomorrow, like to be home on Sunday and hear the sound of your own voice on the radio? Yeah. All right, this is a song, what is this song about? This is a song about California, which is my home state. I live in New York now, but whenever people ask me where I'm from, I have to say I'm from California. That's how I know about yurts and organic gardening and stuff like that. And I know about the journey, you know. Not only the band journey, but about, you know, the journey that each of us is on. And anyway, a lot of people, when I tell them I'm from California, they're like, oh, that's such a beautiful place. And I'm from there, so I know it's beautiful, but I also can forget, because we all, you know, you always take for granted that kind of stuff. And so I wrote this song from the point of view of somebody who goes to California, visits it, and then falls in love with it and decides he's going to be like Johnny Appleseed and put California in a bottle and take it all around the world and sprinkle a little bit of California wherever he goes. So, it smells like the Pacific Ocean and yucca. I don't even know what yucca smells like, but I think there's a lot of it. Anyway, all right, here's the song. I was a pioneer, panning for gold. I was a young man, 25 years old. I left my family back in Texas, and I headed for the West. I never knew what fortune was before. soon as I cross that state line, heard the harmony that never ends. In the echoes of the canyon, in the Santa Ana wind, in the crash of the Pacific, in the calling of the birds, I made a promise to California, and I never break my word. I made some new friends, jokers and thieves. We fought like brothers, yeah, you never believe. Well, once we hit the mother lode, there was no turning back. I never knew what fortune was before. Soon as I crossed that state line, heard the harmony that never ends. In the echoes of the canyon, in the Santa Ana wind, in the crash of the Pacific, in the calling of the birds, I made a promise to California, and I never break my word. So many people never leave their own hometown. No, they'll never see the sign up in the hills. They will never know the sunset melting through the haze of another picture-perfect postcard day. So I found a bottle empty inside. I filled it with sun and wind and the moon and the tide. And I always keep it with me as I wander this weary world. I spill a little of that spirit everywhere I go. They may never get there, but they'll know. As I crossed that state line, heard the harmony that never ends. In the echoes of the canyon, in the Santa Ana winds, in the crash of the Pacific, in the calling of the birds, made a promise to California, and I never break my word. I made a promise to California. Yeah. I made a promise, California, and I never break my word. No, I never break my word.
I'm going to retune and play one more song. I wanted to thank you for having me here. Thanks, Kelly, and thank you, Cyrus. It's so great to be here.
Thank you so much for coming.
My great pleasure.
It's been an honor to have you.
It's been wonderful.
Cool. Thanks so much.
Lit up our yurt with music and happiness and in the dark woods of Amherst now.
I like dark more than light. I said so. So, you know.
You did.
Awesome.
We've certainly got plenty of it right now.
Awesome. So thank you guys for listening.
So yeah, you're listening to Waxwing Radio. Special guest, Adam Levy.
Yeah. And one more time, you can listen again tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. Same channel.
And is it on the internet as well tomorrow?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Cool. So I can tell people even if they're not in the area, they can all hear this.
Yeah, they can right now.
Anywhere in the world.
Wow. Hi, Mom. Thanks, Marguerite. Also. Okay. This is a song called "Got My Joy," and It's a sing-along. If you want to sing along here and there, you can. If you want to sing along at home, you can. It's really easy. There's no tricky tube and throat singing or anything like that involved. It's just pretty straight ahead. I say, I got my joy. And you sing back, I got my joy. It's real straight ahead. I got my joy. I got my joy. Okay. And I pressed this on a 45. You can get it on iTunes, but if you want to get a 45, send me an email and I'll find a way to safely transport a 45 to your door. It's the first time I've ever been on vinyl, so I'm kind of excited about it. She came to me in my darkest hour. That's when I knew she had the power to lift me up and still my heart. Now I never want to be apart. Listen, people, and I'll tell you all about her. I got my joy. I got my joy. I wake up every morning satisfied, boy. I got my joy. I got my joy. Going to make some noise, going to raise my voice like a baby with a brand new toy. I don't cry, I don't worry, I got my joy. Late at night, when the city sleeps, I'm thankful for the gentle soul laying next to me. I'm not afraid, I'm not ashamed, and I just want to sing her name. So listen, people, and I'll tell you all about her. I got my joy. I got my joy. I wake up every morning satisfied, boy. I got my joy. I got my joy. Going to make some noise, going to raise my voice like a baby with a brand new toy. I don't cry, I don't worry, I got my joy. I waited far too long to find her, so I don't want to spoil the chance. She can smile and she can laugh, she can love and she sure can dance. Let her know I appreciate her, everything I say and do. Well, she's just too good to be, but I know she's true. Wake up every morning satisfied, boy. Let me hear you out in Hadley. I got my joy. I got my joy. I got my joy. Going to make some noise, going to raise my voice. Ooh, like a baby with a brand new toy. I don't cry, I don't worry. I don't cry and I don't worry. I don't cry, I don't worry. I got my joy. Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much one more time to Adam Levy for coming and playing. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Keep warm.
Yeah, keep warm if you're in a cold place, and stay cool if you're in a hot place, yeah. I guess. But it's really cold here right now. The air is heated, though, luckily.
It is.
Awesome. So thank you guys so much. You can find all of Adam's stuff online. AdamLevy.com is his website. And I think all the other links are probably on that.
And this is actually our last show of until
2011.
Of 2011.
Wow. Yeah. We'll be back in January.
We will.
We actually just found out Chris Q. Murphy from Brooklyn is going to be here on February 19th.
All right, very cool.
So that's another new show to tune into. Some awesome folk country stuff. He's got a trio that's going to come up and play for us.
Very good.
Yeah, so hope you guys have a wonderful holiday season and a happy new year.
Yeah,
we'll see you
tuned.
In 2012. We won't see you, but we'll talk to you.
Yeah. All right. That's it.
Rock on.
Over and out.
God bless America.
Of them bricks, hit geek at the sight of an ATM receipt, but game been beat.